them, and I may consume them, but of you I will make a great nation.
主耶和华对摩西说，我看着百姓真是应着景象的百姓，你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。
Israel had been saved and adopted by God at the Exodus.
以色列人在出埃及记的时候是被神救了。
Here they are in danger of being totally rejected.
现在他们有被完全拒绝的危险。
And God making a nation from the descendants of Moses.
是神计划说从摩西的后裔中间找一个变成后裔。
Okay. Then read the verses 31 through 34.
请再看31节到34节。
Okay. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Alas, this people have sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold.
摩西向耶和华回到耶和华那里说，哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像。
But now if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray,out of thy book which thou hast written.
倘或你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册子上涂抹我的名。
But the Lord said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book.
可是耶和华对摩西说，谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。
You can't blot the name out unless it had been there.
你不能够把从册子上除名，除非这个名字本来已经在册子上。
And the basis of blotting it out is sin.
从册子上除掉就是罪的缘故。
Very clear chapter.
Okay, 非常清楚的一段圣经。那下面有个比较轻松一点的问题，跟这个有关的。Okay, 请问神的肤色是何种颜色？按着他形象造人之形象，是单指的属灵的形象吗 ？What kind of skin color that God has, you know, when he created people, okay, in his image, it's a limited spiritual.
I don't know about his skin color, but he does speak Hebrew.
他会说希伯来文。
Not English or Chinese, at least that he spoke with Abraham, and he must have spoken ancient Hebrew.
我们不知道他会不会说中文，不过他至少是会。他会说中文，至少他像亚伯拉罕说希伯来文。
But the Old Testament is very careful to see that it does not imply that God has skin at all.
可是这个旧约里头非常仔细的避免引起大家觉得神是有皮肤的一个。
He is the model that man was made after.
他是神那个造的那个模样模式。
But he has no body.
可是他没有身体。
In the sense that we think of sarkikos body.
就像我们讲这个 sarkikos 的这个的身体。
Yeah. Okay. He has pneumatikos dimension.
他有这个属灵的这个部分。
But he simply represents, as the model of mankind.
他是这个人类的一个模式。
Generic humanness in its essence.
他是这个有这个人性的遗传性。
Yeah. Skin color is not of the essence of.
Generic, okay, 一般的 okay, for genetic, okay, 就是他的没有皮肤的颜色。
Yeah, but Jesus Christ served as the model.
耶稣基督也是一个模式。
For the creation of Adam.
就是亚当后来的模式。
Yeah, but again, I repeat, Scripture is very clear not to imply that God has skin or that it would have any color to it at all.
所以这个圣经里非常仔细的让我们不感觉到神是有皮肤并且皮肤是有颜色。Okay. 请讲述灵魂的存在证明。Can you prove that the soul exists?
I just proved it by standing up.
我站起来就证明有灵魂。
in the Old Testament, Scripture talks about man as body, soul, and in the Old Testament it pictures him as enlivened by nephesh, and that's the thing that makes him live and move and active and feeling. And the Old Testament is very clear to indicate that we don't have a soul. Go ahead.
就是这个旧约里头讲到人有魂有体，不是不是有魂，人是魂，人是体，人是魂，人是体。Okay.
Actually, yeah, well, those are a little misunderstanding. I guess in the Chinese one we talk
linghun,
it means something spirit.
That's right.
Okay. So, but anyway, you're at after it is done. Okay.
Is he right?
Okay.
We don't have a soul. We are a soul.
是我们就是魂。
We are a unified psychophysical being. We are body, soul, and spirit. But we are
a person. When those are unified,
in a dynamic balance,
是一个很动性的一个,
that creates personality. That's why, as opposed to Greek thinking that made fun of the body,
就像这个一些希腊人他们嘲笑这个肉体,
Hebrew thought talks about the necessity of a resurrection.
可是希伯来人的想法就是说复活是有必要。
We are truly ourselves when we are a united, dynamic body, soul, spirit.
所以我们是完全人，就是说我们有一个灵魂体的一个动态的一个连接，整个连接在一起，整个连接在一起。所以刚才才说啊，你说人不能够说人有灵魂。
意思就好像是灵魂跟这个体能分开了。
You cannot say a person has soul in the sense that soul could be separated from the body.
就说人就是整体。So 你要说出这一点，整个才能够叫做
the full person has all this.
可是我猜想他问那个说人有灵魂的证据什么意思呢？我想他猜想意思说人死掉了。
So my guess is the questioner's point is that whether after a person dies, would there be something
when
left?
The body dies.
Yeah, when the physical body dies, would there be anything left of him?
Okay.
Well, you can answer from New Testament. As far as the Old Testament is concerned, in the Old Testament, when one dies, he becomes a Rephaim. He becomes a shade of himself.
所以在旧约里头讲到说，如果人死了以后，他就变成他自己的影子，一个阴影，一个影子。Yeah,
in what we would term Sheol.
就是到那个阴间去。
Yeah. Sometimes that may be interpreted as the grave, but it may also be interpreted as the realm of the dead at times.
有的时候说那个阴间，有时候当作坟墓，有的时候就是一些死人住的地方。So
Just being a shade of his former self, you can see then the need for Jewish thinking to talk about the resurrection.
就是因为他还存在，像个影子一样，所以有复活的必要。
我从这个圣经讲啊，
From New Testament,
就是说一个人死掉以后，并不说他就没有了。
So it's not saying that when a person died and he's gone.
比如说 OK 我讲给你的，也是讲过说，一个拿撒路跟那个妇人呐、啊，拿撒路死掉了，那个妇人死掉了，他的肉身死掉了，死掉之后，这个拿撒路就到亚伯拉罕的胸前，那这个富翁啊，就跑到一个黑，到一个地狱的地方，阴间的地方去。
Okay, so the parable Jesus gave regarding Lazarus and the rich man, you know, after both died. Lazarus,
no, it's not parable. You just said it.
Just said it. Okay. It's a fact. Okay. When Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham, and yet this rich person was in hell.
那其实有什么证据啊？我先讲两种证据的。一种证据，一种证据就是说，因为我们晓得，不是我们的position，就是我们晓得有证据让我们知道这本圣经。 是从神那里而来的，而这本圣经告诉我们说，人死掉，就是我肉体死掉之后，人还存在。So
since we have plenty of evidence to make us know that the Bible is inspired, are come from God, then this Bible tells us that the human being still exists after death.
所以没有在所复活的身体，这个人是不完整的人，没有错。
So without this body of resurrection, this person is not complete, which is true.
可是我们这个脱离这个身体之后啊，这个人还存在。
But you know, after this body dies, this person still exists.
那另外一方面呢，我不晓得各位最几年前，我听说有人告诉我是几年前，在《历代杂志》有一篇文章叫做《The Growing Agency for Life After Death》。
So there was an article in Reader's Digest a couple of years ago entitled The Growing Evidences of the Life After Death, 就是人死后还存在
那种
证据。
因为甚至有很多心脏病的医生啊，有人心脏停掉之后啊，会把这个心脏停掉死掉以后的人用一个心脏什么急救把它搞回来。
But we know that there are techniques to revive a person even after the person's heart has stopped beating.
那这些人呢，有很多人去 interview 这些人呢，他们有很多人谈到他们就说心脏停掉以后，所谓死掉之后，他们所遭遇到的境遇。
So there were people, you know, who interviewed those revived person and asked them about what happened during the time of a short period of death.
那这些人呢，他们所讲的呀，大概分成两大类。
So according to what they said, you know, we can put them into two categories.
第一大类就讲到他们到天堂这很快乐的地方，另外一对一般人就到地狱这很可怕的地方去。
So part of them, one class of people went to heaven and they were deliriously happy, and the other group, you know, went to hell, which they really suffered.
而奇妙就是他们所描写的是大同小异。
They have very similar descriptions of what they have encountered.
所以现在有很多这心脏病的医生啊，我晓得有很多心脏病的医生就因为这样自己来信耶稣。
So that's why I heard of many cardiologists themselves start to believe in Jesus.
过了，
再见，林大森。
那个，我有个问题，就是第一个是基督徒死以后，在主耶稣面前，基督徒到哪里去？
But the question is, after Christian died and before Christ's second coming, where are they?
第二个问题就是，那死的，我们现在所讲死的，那定义是什么？是心脏停呢，还是脑波停呢，还是怎样？
And then the next question is the definition of death. Is that just the heart stop beating or the death of brain waves, the brain death?
我现在回答第一个问题啊。
Yeah, the first.
基督徒死了以后啊，圣经 ，OK， 耶稣对这个在十字架上的那个强调说，今天你要跟我一同在乐园里面。
So Jesus told another robber on the cross, he said that tonight you'll be with me in paradise.
那一般按保罗说，如果我死掉的话，我就要与基督同在。
And Paul also said that if I die, I'll be with Jesus.
所以问题就是，到底这个乐园呢、啊，跟天堂是不是同一个地方，两个不同的名字呢？还是两个不同的地方？其实圣经没有足够的证据让我们讲一个说法或者两个说法。
The Bible doesn't seem to give us enough evidence to let us say whether the paradise is just simply another term of heaven or different.
不过至少我们晓得这些基督徒死掉以后也与主同在，保罗所讲话。
So we know that when Christians die, they will be with the Lord.
好，第二，你说死的定义是什么？
Secondly, you ask about the definition of death.
死的定义，现在医学家、医生在那里争，到底是心脏停了还是脑波停止？那就让医生去争好了。
So the even the medical doctors couldn't agree among themselves when death began. We know that death is simply a process. Sometimes, even though your heart stops, yet your brain is still functioning. So those medical doctors are cardiologists. They had two terms to refer to death.
I want to say, 那有一些是你心脏停掉以后，你再怎么搞它也没有办法，没有办法再回来，那种人叫做是一种 ultimate death， 就是真正最后的死。
Okay, so when the heart stops, if it's possible to bring the person back, that's one kind of death. If it's not possible to bring that person back, there'll be another kind of death.
可是其实这个跟我们所讲的没有什么直接关系。
They're not directly related to what we have to say now.
如果你要讲到说要把一个死人的这个器官拿来移除，那个时候就医生的这个华丽家他们就一直来争这个问题。
So the doctors are more interested in these because of organ transplants.
Okay,
yes.
Could you explain Matthew 27, verses 59 and
53
and 3?
Let me add... Let me add to what has been said here. I think it is very, very dangerous and probably it should not be pursued. Defining death and taking the witnesses of these people that say they have died and have come back and they've seen a vision of heaven or they've seen a vision of hell.
我觉得就我们看这些人以为他们死了又回来讲这个天堂或地狱的事情，我觉得这些真的是危险。
So still it remains as it was in the New Testament time, the strongest evidence for the a person living after death is Christ.
从这个新约告诉我们说唯一的一个人他死了又活的就是基督。
And as much evidence as we might want is available for us.
我们对于耶稣基督的复活有很多很多的证据。
He has created the Christian church and has created thousands of years of Christianity. Can we doubt that he lives?
他造成了基督教会，他也几千年来造成很多的基督徒，我们不能怀疑他
我很高兴啊，但是我们提到这一点，我刚才没有讲清楚啊。
So I really appreciate the reminder.
就是说，我们的基本的最基要的证据啊，在圣经。
So the best evidence is in the Bible.
我刚才所说的这个 supporting evidence， 就是说这个我所说的这个人死掉以后再回来，如果我们不小心的话，会把他们所做出来的跟圣经一样的权威，一看他来完全错了。
So if we pay too much attention to that particular article I mentioned, we might be considering those evidence as authoritative as the Bible.
Yeah, 那就不一样了。
那
只是让我们看到说有一些辅助的，或者是说 supplementary 那种。
So these are simply supplementary evidence, not the major ones. Okay, do you want to deal with Matthew 27? Is it a related question to this? You know, I haven't found it. Oh, kind of. Okay, so let's just handle that one and then we break. Yeah.
Okay.
Could you repeat your question again, please?
Which one?
Matthew 27, verse
52.
OK， 马太福音二十七章五十二节讲了坟墓已开了，以至于圣徒的身体都有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。How about those people in Matthew 27, 52, 53？
OK， 这里啊，其实圣经跟我们讲的就是说，我们人能够复活。我一看这样说了，耶稣就是人从死里复活的初始的果子。
So we know that Jesus is the first fruit of the resurrection.
Okay, 复活出世的果子，所以就是因为耶稣从死里复活。
Because Jesus resurrected.
因此啊，才我们的这个复活才成为一个可能。
So that makes our resurrection possible.
那个时候 ，evidently 在这里所说的说，就是耶稣复活那个时候啊，就是跟耶稣复活那个时候，有一些人呢。有些已经睡了门圣徒，就已经死掉的圣徒，那个时候跟耶稣一起复活。
So we know that at the moment of Jesus' resurrection, or actually Jesus' death,
death and resurrection, put together.
Okay, death and resurrection. Yeah. So many saints rose with Jesus at the time.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to those people afterwards?
I don't know. Bible doesn't say.
Okay. Okay, so I think we ran over our time, so thank you, Dr. Carpenter and Dr. Wan. So we will be here tomorrow again, and our question box is still open, so we again, you know, ask Brother Lee here.
我的灵魂忘了 Thank you.